Hey, Illinois fans, it's the Orange and Blue News podcast back after a hiatus. So we haven't been around for a while since the hoop season got over. But I'm Doug Bouchon. He's John Supini, Orange and Blue News columnist. And we're going to talk some Illinois high school hoops. And who better to bring in than the guru of Illinois high school basketball hoops, Scott Burgess from Prep Hoops Illinois. Scott, how's your off season going? And what have you been up to during the spring and early summer?
Yeah, no off season for me. This is busier than high school season. Yeah, pretty much out on the road every week, doing stuff with the prep hoop circuit, and running all that, and then staying on top of all the news and happenings, the recruiting and the transfer portal for Illinois right now, in the state of Illinois for high school basketball. And then I just finished with helping run Nike Elite 100 camp in St. Louis for the best underclassmen in the country. And so finished that up and now getting ready to go to Riverside Brookfield in Romeoville the next 2 weekends.
Scott, real quick, just you've been around doing this for a while now. I'd call you a veteran at this. And tell us just a little bit about Prep Hoops Illinois and the Prep Hoops Network in general, and how people can get on there and subscribe to you guys.
Yeah, so prephoops.com/Illinois is where you can find all the information that I write on a daily basis. We try to get somewhere between 40 and 50 stories up a month on just Illinois high school basketball coverage, whether that's scouting reports, daily notebooks, recruiting information, previews, all that kind of stuff. So that is where you can find that. And then also, like you mentioned, I help run the Prep Hoop Circuit. We have over 6,000 teams that participate with us on the Prep Hoop Circuit. And then in July, we're gearing up to close strong with, we got a couple events in Chicago, Summer Challenge the first weekend in July, and then 400 right now, depending, we're going to be adding more, but 460 team event during the live period in July for The Last Dance, July 7th through the 9th. So, yeah, a lot of going on right now at Prep Network, and we got, every state almost in the country. I think it's like 45 out of the 50 states have individual state sites on Prep Hoops. For basketball, we have a girls basketball network, we have a football network, we have a volleyball network. Yeah, so it keeps growing and growing.
Right up front, Scott, I know Illinois fans want to hear about Morez Johnson, the big man who's committed to them in the class of 2024. I know your network is, they've had him number one in the state for quite some time now, and he's been playing well in the spring. I know he's on the move, he's transferring. Tell us about what you saw from Morez in the spring and how his game is coming along.
Yeah, I think the thing you love about Perez is just how hard he always plays. The physical profile with his size, his broad shoulders, his athleticism, his length has always been there, along with the motor. But the skill, I think, is coming along. That mid-range game is something that he's really taken to another level. But this spring in the Nike UIBL, especially that last weekend in Memphis, he proved that he can compete with the best in the country as far as post players. He had a monster showing there, putting up double doubles on a consistent basis and made a lot of noise on the national level. Morez is somebody that obviously we've known about since before he even entered high school, making noise during the whole COVID time when he was playing in some kind of off brand events or whatever you want to call, like not necessarily like major AAU tournaments or whatever. And I was really impressed with him during that time, and he just continued to grow throughout the whole process. And a huge get for Illinois early in the process to lock him down as a sophomore and him be true to his word, and he's very loyal to Illinois, so that's huge for the program. And as far as him being on the move, obviously, there was a mass exodus from St. Rita, and he is definitely one of them on the move. So he will be going to Thornton for his senior campaign. Thornton's coached by Ty Streets, who coaches him with Mean Streets on the Nike EYBL circuit, where Ty Rogers currently at Illinois went. So he'll be the man there. He's already started playing with them. Our Steve Parham covered them. I think it was late last week at the Rich Township Shootout, and just it seems to be meshing pretty well with them early on. And they will be at both, or they will be at Riverside Brookfield this upcoming weekend. So be the first chance for a lot of people to see him with his new team.
Hey, Scott, what I kind of am interested in is, back in the day, college programs will recruit, two, three, four, five high school kids every year. What have you seen now that the transfer portal has started, where they're loading up on all these portal transfers? How has that impacted high school recruiting? Are they recruiting fewer players now, and because they're going to take fewer players, and are they only taking the true blue chippers? What have you seen college guys doing, college recruiters guys doing over the last year or so?
Yeah, I think the first thing is it's delayed the process a lot. So like when, back in the day, maybe 7, 8 years ago, when freshmen and sophomores were getting offers, like they're not getting those offers anymore at the Division I level. I think that's the first thing. And then also, yeah, they are offering for your kids because the transfer portal is king right now. When this spring, when I was talking to college coaches, like back in the day before high school live periods, it would be, hey, what kids should we be watching? Who are some sleeper names that we should keep track of for these live periods, et cetera? Who's looking good early in the spring when we've been out as scouts, but they haven't been able to get on the road? And now it's, hey, you have this kid's that you covered 3 years ago phone number? Do you have his AAU coach's phone number? Do you have his handler's phone number? All that kind of stuff. So it's really hurt high school recruiting, to be honest, where you see some of these guys who, 5, 10 years ago would be getting offers on a consistent basis. They're just not anymore. And I tell the kids all the time, if you get something you want, take it. Like I'll give you an example. Justice McNair from Joliet West. He was kind of a supplementary player to the Fears brothers this year, but he's been a Division I prospect for the last couple of years. He got a Valpo offer and he jumped on it and committed because he didn't want to wait and potentially lose that spot to whether it was a transfer or they might take an early JUCO guy or something like that. So the game has totally changed when it comes to recruiting. I think the high school live period, you're going to start to see a lot more offers go out after the high school live period because college coaches are kind of done now with the 23 class for the most part. There's still some stuff left out there, but they've kind of transitioned more to what they're looking for next year. So I think we'll see some more offers go out during these high school live periods.
So they're not going, the high majors aren't going as deep down the list anymore, it sounds like, as they used to.
No. And really, and to be totally honest, like the state is down in general. So just from the state of Illinois perspective, there's only like five, six, seven high major kids in the senior class, and the top five are all committed already. So there's not a lot of guys to go around at this point. But yeah, they're not really expanding their list like they used to. Is there like, why should we take the ninth ranked player in Illinois when we know we can go get next spring? We can go get, like a Jeremiah Williams or somebody like that, where they have college experience and they'll be ready to go immediately. Because at the end of the day, right now, college basketball is about winning, and it's about winning now, and it's about being old. I think, at the end of the day, you want to win this year. There's the days of building a program and getting a recruiting class and having them play 4 years, it's over. Because also you have to think about when you recruit a high school kid, the percentage chance that he's going to stay 4 years is probably under 10%. And the chance that he's even going to be there the second year now is probably 50-50. So it's like investing 2, 3 years in recruiting somebody when and you get them and they might only be there a year. Like you can look at guys who If you overperform, you're going to want to move up. If you underperform, the school's not either going to want you or you're going to want to move down a level. And even if you get exactly what you want, and I'll give an example, Jaden Epps with Illinois. Like, he was pretty much exactly what I thought he was going to be this year for Illinois. He came in, he played the minutes I thought he was going to play. He was productive. He was going to come back and be their, with obviously with Terrence and Coleman coming back, he probably would have been their third best player. Perfect situation. He still leaves. So, why would you invest recruiting, 2, 3 years into a kid when the transfer portal, you take 2, 3 weeks and it's over? So I think that has a lot to do with it.
What you said that Merez is a solid with Illinois. Do you see him being a young man who would stick with Illinois for 2 or 3 years, 2 or 3, 4 years? Not say if he doesn't get as many minutes as he wants to play next year. Is he going to be a kid that's going to want to stay long term and build on himself?
Yeah, I mean, it's impossible to say, long term, but he's definitely loves Illinois. I know that for a fact. And he wanted to get the recruiting process done early. He did not like the recruiting process in general with all the attention. Like, I'm really close with him. I talk to him on a consistent basis, but he doesn't like the whole hoopla with recruiting and all that stuff. So, I think he just wants to know where he's going to be. And I think he's really happy at Illinois, and I think he's going to be very productive from the very beginning because with the way he plays, he'll obviously evolve as his career goes along, but he's going to come in from day one and be an impact guy with just his rebounding and defense, finishing out of the dunker spot, rim running, that kind of stuff, defense, just that alone.
Well, Scott, the grassroots spring season is over with, and every June for the last several years now, there's been NCAA-approved scholastic events this month, and one of the biggest events is at Riverside Brookfield High School this weekend. Preview that a little bit for us. What are some of the teams and some of the players that you're anxious to see?
Yeah, so it's going to be a big event. So for the senior class, you're looking at 23 of the top 30 2024 prospects in the state of Illinois will be there. For 2025, which is the rising junior class, 20 of the top 30 in our rankings will be there. And then we did a watch list of 2026 prospects, which were rising sophomores. And there are going to be 20 of the 30 players we have on that list. So you're looking at about two-thirds of the top, potential Division I prospects all at that event. Headlined by Merez Johnson, number one player in the state. Noea Syndrasitis, who's a recent transfer to St. Lawrence, headed to Iowa State. He will be there. You're going to get to see top talent every single, session. Riverside Brookfield does an unbelievable job. Coach Ryan Gruber has done this forever, even before it was a live period, and it's been one of the premier events to go to. There will be tons of college coaches there. Looking forward to seeing a lot of these new teams mesh and see how they come together. St. Lawrence is definitely one of them. When you add Josh Pickett, a top 10 prospect who's, getting some high major interests, mid major plus offers, along with Noyes, and then you add in the fact that they had one of the best junior groups in the state to begin with, Kenwood. It's kind of their time with this 2025 group or 2024 group, led by Chris Riddle, Jaden Smith, Calvin Robbins Jr., etc. They have Alex Alston, who's a serious contender for the number one 2025 spot in the state. It'll be fun to watch them play. So there's just so many players that to look out for. 2025, you're gonna have Phoenix Gill Jr. or Phoenix Gill, the son of Kendall Gill, who Illinois is obviously very heavily recruiting. He'll be there. They'll have a lot of the other top 2025 prospects there, and then 26, we're looking forward to continuing to find new names and evaluating those prospects, and continuing to build that list, getting ready for an initial ranking. And then I think the most fun part is just going to be seeing all these transfers and how they mesh with their new teams.
In ordinary times, before the transfer portal and before teams trying to get old, there's a player, Downers Grove North, who I really like, who I think is underrated. And in normal times, Jack Stanton would probably have multiple high major offers. What have you seen from him this spring? I'm anxious to see him. I want to see him play and how he fits and if he is a high major guard.
Yeah, I mean, plus shooter, obviously, big time shot maker, a little bit undersized. I think that's why he probably projects better at the mid-major level than the high major level, just because of his size for position, not really a point guard, more of a two. But he's gonna be that guy that you're gonna run off screens and he's gonna knock down shots, one of the best pure 3-point makers in the state. And he had a great close to the season. He led his team to the state Final Four and upset some big teams along the way. Multiple CPS powers, Kenwood, I think Curie, several other teams that were coming out of that Hinsdale Central sectional that you thought they, I mean, they were like probably the fifth or sixth pick for most teams. And he had an absolutely stellar close to the high school season, and he's had a strong spring, and we're looking forward to seeing him in June and continuing to evaluate him and see where his game's going. They're going to be a team to watch coming into this season, as they had a lot of momentum at the end of last season. They're going to lose two seniors, but have a pretty good junior group back, and yeah, so we'll see how they do at RB.
We're going to wrap this up in just a second, Scott, but one more player I wanted to ask you about. You mentioned him already. Illinois recently offered Alex Alston from Kenwood. What kind of player is he? And do you feel like Illinois can be a player in that recruitment?
Yeah, so I just spent the last 4 days with Alex at Nike Elite 100 camp. He was one of two Illinois prospects there. So he looked good. 6 foot, I can't remember exactly what he measured in at. I want to say 6'8", maybe without shoes. So you're looking at a 6'9" guy. He's got a unique game. So he's like I call him a point power forward, not even a point forward, because he's really is a four that can play on the ball when you need him to. His passing is one of the best in the class. They played him a little bit out of position at the camp. He was kind of playing the five, and but what he did really well there was take it off the defensive glass and push. I think that's something that's really impressive for him and his size, being able to take it off the glass, get out in transition, use his handles, use his court vision to make plays. He's also one of the better shot makers in the 25 class, regardless of position. He can hit shots off the catch, hit shots off the move. He can create. He's just a very versatile piece that can do a lot of different things. And he's had a ton of high majors in on him throughout the process. As far as Illinois, yeah, I think they have the connection with the Mac Urban Fire over the years. He plays for them, and I definitely think they're going to be a player in his recruitment for sure.
All right, that's it. He's Scott Burgess from Prep Hoops, Illinois. Always really love to get your insight, Scott. I know you're the authority on high school basketball in this state. Look forward to seeing you at Riverside Brookfield High School on Friday. Take care, and we'll see you again sometime soon.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.